Father, we bow before your awesome presence and your throne, which is over all the earth. We thank you on this day. We thank you for the privilege of doing this once again, coming into your courts with praise and with thanksgiving. We thank you for having your doors open, making yourself available to us at all times. Thank you for giving us the urge, for drawing us to yourself. You've been so kind and so patient. We've gone from no sight to sight. We've gone from chaos to peace. We've gone from darkness to light, all by your grace and your mercy. You patiently drew us over time so that now we almost cannot remember being lost, because you fill our days, you fill our thoughts, our hearts with praise and with thanksgiving. We praise you all the day long. We see you in every situation. And even where we may not, for the moment, we have this confidence that whatever you said in your word is true. It's yea and amen. So that causes us to stand in hope, a certain hope, knowing that we may not understand, we may not see around the bend, but you do. From your place of rulership over all creation, you know all things. So we are assured by the fact that it's enough that we have a relationship with you. That secures everything. Today, Lord, we come before you as a group to pray, petition, and intercede, not just for ourselves, but for all the circumstances and persons that you have placed in our hearts, in our lives, because you have given us special access. There are those who don't know how to reach you, but you've touched us, so now we know how to reach you. And we propose to do so, not just for ourselves, but for all men everywhere. Have your way today. We thank you for each prayer partner that is on. Strengthen each of our hearts. Help us to focus by your Holy Spirit on that which you would like us to speak back to you. Those things that you would like us to give divine, supernatural life to by our very lips, by our very thoughts and desires. Have your way today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. It's global time with Christ Jesus. He's the King of all the earth. And he sits powerfully on the right hand of the Father. Not the left, the right hand. The position of favor, which, according to Paul's revelation and writing, helps us understand that we are seated in heavenly places. Now let's back up just a minute. Let's go through that one more time. We need that. We are right now seated in heavenly places by Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next few minutes here that we have precious time. And we thank God for you. Thank you for joining us on this morning. We thank God for your strength, for your life. Your life is touching others today, including myself, the fact that we are gathered together. And what God pours out of us today will be poured for life. It brings life. It brings light. It brings hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, today, we're going forward in prayer boldly because we understand the theme today is the power of continual prayer. If we don't know anything else, all we need to do is just know to do that. Keep doing it. Yeah. We just keep doing it. Our minds are trying to question why we're doing it. Our senses are trying to convince us that it's no use. But the Word of God is in our hearts. So today's Tuesday morning, and it's November the 11th. 11-11 in the year of our Lord, 2014. The sacred year being 5775. And so we're going to go forward boldly. I want to begin with what may seem trite to some, but for me it's very personal and real. And I'm praising God for His Word, which is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And so, on a personal note, it's what allows me to see and to see the path clearly. So I'm praising Him for His Word and the strength that it gives. If it were not for His Word, I would be hopeless without hope. So That's true for all of us. However, it's a very personal circumstance to be able to acknowledge that for one's self. Today our scripture is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we would like to read verse 16 through 18. And I'm reading, of course, from the Amplified Version. And here's what it says. Be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually, always. Be unceasing in prayer, praying perseveringly. Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you, who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. So, let us allow that word to flood our hearts, our spirits, so that you begin to feel thankful to God, no matter what is going on right now. No matter what the circumstances may be thankful and give thanks. That's the word of God for us. And to put a nail and to fasten that in our beings, it says, for this is the will of God for you. So it's not about a feeling. It's about what the will of God is for those who are in Christ Jesus, because he's the revealer and mediator of the will of God. So it's the will of God that you and I be thankful in some things? No, it says everything. And then it emphasizes that no matter what the circumstances may be thankful and give thanks. And God signs off on that because this is his will for you and for me. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this time, for these moments, every second of them. We allow our hearts to lift before you. Praise the Lord. Now, nothing distinguishes the children of God so clearly and strong as prayer. It is the one infallible mark and test of being a Christian. But even a Christian has to cultivate continual prayer. It must be habitual, but it must be more than a habit. Continual prayer is the expression of a relationship with God, a yearning for divine communion. So do you feel the flowing of your soul upward and towards its original fountain? That's a statement of the soul's origin, a claiming of sonship that links us to our eternal Father. Remember, as a child, the thing that convinced me that my parents were Christian was because I saw how often my mom prayed, and often it was daily. There was this connection that she has. I say has because she's with the Lord. It didn't start today. She's with the Lord and therefore still has that connection. But I saw it play out in her daily communion with God and then the subsequent walk with God. So the Christian is very peculiar. Well, if you would like to share a praise report, and of course we welcome that, or you would like to make a prayer request or even give a shout, well, in order to be heard, you would just need to press the number 1 on your phone, and that will cause your microphone in the studio here to be live, and you will be heard. And I encourage you to take advantage of the opportunity to do that. Now, someone is stepping up in faith, and we welcome you. You're on live.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a prayer request. It's been on my heart for some days now that we pray that the Lord shake every believer into awareness, and that we pray more, that we come into righteousness and holiness, and that we love one another like we should, so the hurting can come in, they can see, and they can come in. So that's my prayer request. That's what's been on my heart. And I just want to give a praise to God. He's wonderful. I thank him. He's just been so much in my heart and mind and all around and about me. And I just want to praise him and thank him for the congregation, for my pastor, you and Lady Liz, and you know, just having a grateful heart. I know it's because of God and his spirit, and I just give him the praise and the thanks.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and thank you for the praise report and for your prayer request. We want to lift up now God's plan and purpose for the life of every believer. And there is the need at times for a shaking of believers so that we are not asleep. We're not slumbering, which the enemy does not mind and would love for us to continue in a sleep and a slumber so that we are unaware of the enemy's strides and moves, because we are to arise. Isaiah chapter 16 verse 1, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. And so it's time for us to be shaken and awakened. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for stirring our hearts, giving us a desire to be awakened. So you're shaking believers so that your plan and purposes for the earth, for the nations, would be advanced as the people of God are vigilant and persevering in life, in prayer, in every circumstance. Father, we thank you today that you have given us this grand opportunity to come into your courtroom. And we're to come here because you've given us this day as a space and place where we can show forth your glory. So we thank you for every opportunity, for every moment of time that you have given to us, which includes now, the present. We thank you that you are giving us a heart and a mind to seek you in your face. And we pray for the church, for the people of God, for the army of God, for the boots on the ground, for the advancement of the kingdom of God in the earth.
Yes.
Every believer, including all that are struggling right now, internally and externally, struggling with issues, with circumstances, we rebuke the work of the adversary. We remember the blood, that precious blood that was shed for all of us and for every believer. That blood not only delivers us and delivered us from all the powers of darkness, that blood also empowers us to overcome every situation and in every circumstance. Father, we release all of our doubts and fears right now, leaving them at the foot of the cross, a place where you welcome those fears, those doubts, those misgivings, all of the weaknesses that we have. They're bundled and are at the foot of the cross. We know, Lord God, that you've not only given us a seat by Christ Jesus in the heavenlies, but the devil and all the kingdom of darkness is under our feet.
Yes.
You've given us dominion, executive power and authority in every situation. Hallelujah. We bless your name right now.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Strengthen every believer in the name of Jesus. Every believer that we know, those that we do not know, those that are just coming aboard.
Yes, Lord.
The great ship of Zion. We thank you now, Lord. Continue to do what you do best, Lord, that you shake and awake and prepare and activate for your kingdom's sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And every word in the Word of God is true. Well, that takes care of the item on our list, our prayer list, our target list for today. And that item was that we were going to pray for every believer's strength.
Hallelujah.
As every believer faces the challenge. And so that item is taken care of. So thank you very much for that that prayer request, which was right on time and on target. Well, we have another participant that would like to speak, and I would like to encourage you to go ahead and speak because you're on, you're live. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus, so we've seen your indication that you would like to speak. So if you would, please feel free to go ahead and do so. Hallelujah. You're on live. Okay. While you're... And by the way, your last four numbers are 0918, so that means you... you've indicated by pressing the button 1 that you'd like to be heard. All right, let's continue. On our list today, I would like to pray for some friends of ours. And when I say ours, my wife and I. And these are some wonderful people, but they don't know our Lord. but they're nevertheless wonderful people. And we love them and they love us. And I'd like to name them in particular because we want to send a signal, first of all, to the Kingdom of Light that these are people that are, we're believing, that are on their way to being part of God's kingdom. We're claiming them. And their names are Ronnie, and she's female, wonderful person. And then there are two other associates. One's name is Darfur, and the other's name is, excuse me, Bruno. And a couple of these, well, maybe all three. One is trying to be a Muslim, and the others claim to be Muslim. But wonderful people, and I really mean that. And so we care about them, that they would make excellent citizens of the kingdom of God, and I know that's God's will. So, Father, we lift up Ronnie, Darfur, and Bruno before you. You have what they need, and what they need is your salvation, which comes only through the blood of Jesus, which was shed freely for them to cleanse and to make them whole, to give them life, and that more abundantly. Father, they are seeking, but they have not found yet. And we pray that by your Holy Spirit that you would continue to move upon them. You've placed us in their lives, and we pray that we are able to represent you and the Kingdom of Light to them by our very way of being. That you would present opportunities that allow us to just stand and to show forth your great love that we are experiencing every day. They need the same thing. So thank you today. And we bless your holy name for their salvation. Continue by your Holy Spirit to draw them to yourself mightily. We speak your peace over their lives. We speak your salvation in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, your line is open. You did indicate 0918.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I was wondering if you fell asleep.
So what happened is that I still had my phone on mute and didn't realize that. So I was speaking and hearing you speaking, but didn't realize that my phone was still on mute. But thank you, Lord, for this day.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning to everyone. I'd just like to, because I feel in my spirit that for myself, and I believe it's not just for me, but for everyone on the line, just to declare some things this morning in
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
This morning we believe and agree. And I'm going to say I, but we can all apply it to ourselves.
Amen.
I am God's child. For I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God.
Amen.
I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood. I am
Amen.
A new creature in Christ. I
yes.
am the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated
Amen.
In God's kingdom.
Amen.
I am redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. I
Amen.
Am blessed. I am a saint.
Praise
I am
the Lord.
Head and not the tail. Above
Praise
and
the
not
name of the Lord.
I am holy and without blame before Him in love. I am
Praise the Lord.
The elect of God. I am established to the end.
Praise
I am
the Lord.
Made near to my Heavenly Father by the blood of Christ.
Yes.
I am set free. I am strong in the Lord. I am dead to sin. I
yes.
am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for His word, because
Thank the Lord.
What's in His word,
Thank the Lord.
Every bit,
Thank the Lord.
Every jot, every tittle
Thank
is ordered by the Lord. And thank you for that declaration, which
Amen.
Strengthens our heart.
Hallelujah.
It
Hallelujah.
Enters our spirits by
Hallelujah.
Virtue of our hearing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. We are agreeing with what God already declared and said concerning us. We are speaking it, and by our speaking it, we are giving it life, so that first we hear it in our own spirits and are reassured and affirmed. And then secondly, the kingdom of darkness hears it and is aware that we know who we are. And so those things are said in the face of whatever challenge that we face. We are establishing agreement with God concerning what He first said concerning us. And we are obliged to agree. We thank you, Lord, for the power of agreement. Because today, this day, we have the victory. Because it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Today, I also want to lift up some individuals in prayer. And I thank God for having all of us in school. If we think about it, God is training us by way of teaching us directly and through circumstances. That is why I encourage us, don't just go through the day without being discerning, without recognizing in the very moments that make up the day how God is present. And don't be afraid to ask questions. For example, today you run into someone that you've never met before. While you're in the midst of that encounter, don't assume that it's incidental. Don't assume that it has no meaning or significance in God's plan and purposes. Don't be inclined to think it's just a waste of your time, because God gave you whatever time that you have this day and gave you this day. So it's not technically, it's not your time, it's His time. But the world pushes us to rush on aimlessly towards our private agenda without any thought of what God's agenda is for having given me today. No thought. You just have our to-do list, and that's all that matters. If we can get through half of it, praise the Lord. You know, that's kind of where we are. The world has us like that, wired. It's shaping us continually just to be like itself. And that's what Paul warned. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So God is renewing our mind. He has us in school. And it would be beneficial to us to pay attention to his lessons. So that person that you encounter today, try to discern what's the purpose behind the encounter. What is God saying? What does God want you to think, feel, and do? And I've learned that and continue to learn the mystery of that because it's powerful. And I'm meeting people, and it's no longer people that I don't know. Never met before, never seen before, never heard of. And I question God, what's the meaning here? And the Lord will reveal it to you. So that today I'm praying for Esme. I met her yesterday. Didn't go looking for her, never seen her before in my life. So I'm going to pray for her today that she has a fresh encounter with God. I discovered that she's a member of a church family. And I don't know why we met except that it has to be a divine encounter. And so I searched the mind of spirit, and now I will ask you to join me to pray for Esme. She's someone, I would say, up in age, maybe upper 50s or something like that, just to give you an imagery. And then I met another lady as well. And this was all in my routine. I'm not going looking to meet people. This is all in my routine. And so I'm like, you know, the first thought in my mind, and when I'm... when I have these encounters, as Lord, you know, do you know how much I have to do? I'm feeling the pressure of my to-do list, the things I want to do and accomplish in that day. And quickly, the Holy Spirit reminds me that God is in charge. So quickly, the thought of the pressures of my to-do list, so to speak, leaves. And then I'm able to focus and discern what is this encounter about. And I've learned that there are no chances, there are no accidents, there are only divine encounters. And so I'm sharing that with you so that, because I wasn't always in that place where I could see that or understand that, because we're not born in that place. We're coming from a place of being lost, being covenant breakers, to a place where we're learning how to keep covenant by living covenant every day. And so God has to show us. And so I met another lady on yesterday. I can't even remember her name. I noted these people's names, by the way, and their contact information and all of that, but I don't have it with me. It's on my desk in our office. Never met her before. In fact, she came looking for me. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I've got things to do. So here's the lesson here. You and I have things to do today. Some of us have a list of exactly what we want to do today. We must do. It's on our to-do list. It's important. We have a great desire to do it. Let me tell you what will happen today, now that we have shared this truth. You must be aware that the kingdom of God is extremely disruptive. Well, Pastor Gregory, what do you mean by that? It means that your to-do list and mine is up for the divine supernatural possibility of being disrupted today. Because God rules over our list, our to-do list. He rules over that too. So he can stop us in our tracks anytime for the sake of someone, so that we can salt them. All right. I feel a preaching coming on. Awesome stuff. God is just able. We're going to pray for Esme and this other wonderful lady that I met. I truly forgot her name. And then I want to pray for children that God allowed us to have an encounter with over the last 2 weeks. First it was Jaquan, and he just walked into our worship service. I think it was, well, 2 Sundays ago. Wonderful young fellow, lives in the community. He's 11 years of age. He just walked in and made himself comfortable and begin to behave like he was here forever. And then this past Sunday, he brought his little brother, Jaquil, who is 9. So here's an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old just walked into the family of God in the midst of the worship. That's a divine encounter. So I want to pray for them. Their parents don't know us. I don't think their parents has ever been in our church. But these two found themselves there, the little children. Let's pray for them right now. Then there's Clive Brown. And he's someone that we know. And he's in the community as well. And he's having some serious legal issues. And it's not anything related to activity that he's in presently. It's activity in the past. And he's repented, turned away from that way a long time ago. But the residual effects of it remain. And we want to pray God for his victory in his legal battles. Father, we lift up all of these people before you. We lift up Esme and this other lady, this wonderful person as part of our community. We lift them up before you. We don't know and understand why you oversaw and permitted these encounters. But we pray for them right now. We send your word of peace right to them right now. You know their heart's needs, their heart's desires. And Father, you're doing something in their lives. And we just want to be pleasing to you and lift them up, because you said, pray for all men everywhere. So we bless these two members of our community, their families, their surroundings, their situation. We bless them in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Jaquil, and we pray for his brother, for these two children whom you willed that they would be alive in the earth on this part of the timeline of history. And Father, we see the beginnings of something that you're doing. We don't know all of the details, but we do know that you love these children, and we bless them, and we want them to come to you, and we forbid them not, because such is the kingdom of heaven. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless their parents. Meet every need. Bless that home, that family, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Clive, that you would continue to keep him in perfect peace. Continue to strengthen him and to meet every need of his. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, our time, this precious time that God has given us, is absolutely done. What a wonderful thing about that. God is so good. I would like to leave us in our hearing with a benediction. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:17. Thank you for joining us. This is your host once again, Aubrey Gregory. Thank you for adding strength to our strength today. Thank you for your willingness to be part of what God is doing in the earth on this day. May God bless you. Continue to walk with the King. Stride boldly. Keep a song in the heart. A smile on your countenance. Amen. May God bless you. Join us tomorrow at the same time. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus.